When things went very wrong, they thought of their mother and despised their father and all the low brood of the Saywells. Their mother, of course, had belonged to a higher, if more dangerous and immoral world. More selfish, decidedly, but with a showier gesture. More unscrupulous and more easily moved to contempt, but not so humiliating. Yvette always considered that she got her fine, delicate flesh from her mother. The Saywells were all a bit leathery and grubby somewhere inside. But then the Saywells never let you down. Whereas the fine she who was Cynthia had let the rector down with a bang, and his little children along with him. Her little children. They could not quite forgive her. Only dimly, after the row, Yvette began to realise the other sanctity of herself, the sanctity of her sensitive, clean flesh and blood, which the Saywells, with their so-called morality, succeeded in defiling. They always wanted to defile it. They were the life unbelievers, whereas perhaps she who was Cynthia had only been a moral unbeliever. Yvette went about dazed and piqued and confused. The rector paid in the money to Aunt Sissy, much to that lady's rage. The helpless tumour of her rage was still running. She would have liked to announce her niece's delinquency in the parish magazine. It was anguish to the destroyed woman that she could not publish the news to all the world. The selfishness! The selfishness! The selfishness! Then the rector handed his daughter a little account with himself. Her debt to him, interest thereon, the amount deducted from her small allowance. But to her credit, he had placed a guinea.